And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas accepts a UN resolution backing a plan to end the war with Israel in Gaza and is ready to negotiate details, a senior official of the Palestinian militant group said on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reacted in Tel Aviv.
Well, I say it is a hopeful sign, just as statement that they issued after the president made his proposal 10 days ago was hopeful, but it's not dispositive. What's so far been dispositive one way or another is the word coming from Hamas leadership in Gaza. That's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet.
Blinken met Israeli officials on Tuesday in a push to end the eight-month-old Israeli air and ground war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden showcased his administration's efforts to cut down on illegal gun trafficking and reduce crime at a gun violence prevention summit on Tuesday, just hours after his son Hunter was convicted of lying about his drug use to illegally buy a gun. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
On stage, the Democratic president did not mention his son's conviction. He spoke instead about his visits with families who had lost loved ones to gun violence and pointed toward the two-year anniversary of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act.
It was designed to reduce gun violence and save lives, and I'm so proud of the tremendous progress we've made since then.
That legislation was spurred by mass shootings at a Texas elementary school and a New York supermarket. The law established new criminal offenses for the straw purchasing of firearms by buyers who lie about the gun's intended owner, among other provisions. And Biden underscored what he said were the administration's investments in public safety.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Malawi's vice president and nine others were killed when the military plane they were traveling in crashed, President Lazarus Chakwera said on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is urgently investigating allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Darfur city of El Fasher, which has become a new front between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. In a video statement released on Tuesday, Prosecutor Karim Khan said the ICC has an active investigation into possible atrocity crimes being committed at present in Darfur. Nigeria's military has denied allegations of inhumane treatment toward women and girls who survived Boko Haram and are in military custody. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The Nigerian Defense Authorities rejected Amnesty International's reporting, saying that military personnel operate within the scope of international laws of conflict. A statement said the military has, quote, self-regulating mechanisms to address any proven case of misconduct, end quote, by its operatives. The report from Amnesty International, titled Help Us Build Our Lives, said women and girls who survived Boko Haram captivity were subjected to further suffering, including prolonged unlawful detention by the military and inadequate support by authorities for them to rebuild their lives. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Brazilian wetlands should be flooded this time of year. Instead, they're being ravaged by fires, part of a startling and dramatic increase from the previous year. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Brazil's Mato Grosso do Sul state, home to the Pantanal wetlands, is being ravaged by fires. Fishing guide Emilton Brando is walking on what he says should be flooded land.
Pantanal was supposed to be flooded at this time. It's known as the largest wetland in the world, and now we see it here. It's like a desert, an inferno, fire everywhere.
There was a 980% increase in the number of fires in the Pantanal through June 5th, compared with the same period last year.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. The leader of France's Conservative Republicans called on Tuesday for an alliance between his party's candidates and Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally in a snap parliamentary election, a political shift with wide repercussions. It may signify a decades-old consensus among mainstream parties to join forces to keep the far-right out of power. And what was blowing up following President Emmanuel Macron's unexpected decision to call snap elections, and France's divided left-wing parties pledged to nominate joint candidates but were yet to strike a formal deal, adding to uncertainty ahead of June 30th and July 7th votes. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.